But right on the corner of our street, there was a grocery store. Okay, across the road from us later on when the when they started to sell the beer in hotels, that was a hotel run by Italians, Oliveri. And down the street, there was a couple of Polish grocery stores. And that's where you'd done your shopping because there was no such thing as A&P and Loblaw and all these stores. You'd done your shopping just around the corner, you know, and you bought your meat every day. You bought your vegetables every day because nobody had refrigerators.
Nobody had
fridges. What we had, they were called ice boxes. And the guy would come around twice a week and bring you a block of ice. And, you know, how much food can you cool off with a little block of ice? In our area, there were either there were three Italian stores and three Polish stores. There was one Ukrainian store on Burlington Street, and then there was a couple of Italian barbers there. We had a couple of Chinese laundry, the Chinese, they used to wash your shirts and whatever, you know. There was one Bulgarian restaurant.
There was Pajakowski's, and there was a dressmaker on Sherman Avenue by Clinton. Right opposite Clinton, there was three houses, and they all built storefronts, none of which became successful stores, by the way. Pajakowski's was a butcher, grocer, lived on the west side of Sherman. And later on, there was Chahaki's, who had the best Polish sausage in Hamilton, I'm sure. I remember when we were young, we used to go down to Frattoni's. It used to be the Italian baker. That was on Imperial with DeCecchi. They lived on the same street. And if you had especially around Christmas, you'd bring your Christmas cakes down there for him to bake for you. Wonderful smell from that. Remember that. I don't know why those things disappear, because they certainly, people would bring turkeys down there to roast them.
Imperial Street and Sherman Avenue, like on the corner, there was Oliveri's, and then the Polish people, there was a Kugowski store. It was a meat store, but oh, they had beautiful meat. My mom used to send me over there after I got married. She'd send me there every night to get good meat, and he'd cut it just the way we wanted it, not like today.
With a house full of men, children, and boarders to look after, many women couldn't often find the time in the day to do the shopping. One solution to this was to have the merchant bring the food to your house himself. Sherman Avenue was filled with horses and wagons of merchants that peddled their wares throughout the neighborhood streets.
And at that time, they had a horse and wagon for your garbage pickups. Mm-hmm. Your bakery, your milkman,
the coffee man, the man that used to come around with coffee. He used to have tins of coffee.
They had their customers, just like the milkman and the baker. He had his customers.
So they just drop it off.
And he'd come around, and then you paid him on payday. He would put your name in a book, and then when it was payday, you'd pay them.
You didn't have money then. You had to pay when it was...
Well, if you went to the store, like the guy in the store would have your account number and everything else, and on payday, you'd go in there and pay the bill. Mm-hmm. Weekly or two weeks, whatever, you know. You made arrangements with guy that owned the store.
Another popular landmark on Sherman Avenue was the Playhouse Theater on the west side of the street just north of Barton. Built in 1914, this establishment was first a vaudeville house. By the 1920s, it featured silent movies. Gene Yachetti remembers working there as a kid.
Old man Paslack ran the theater. I went to school with his son and daughter.
Well, they could call it the garlic opera, you know.
And of course, Italians went there, but it was quite a mixture of people that went there. Not just the local Italians and Polish people. Mm-hmm. Everybody from all over town came to the Playhouse. Before I worked at the Playhouse, for 6 cents I could get in the Playhouse and for 5 cents and get a Coke, and that was a great matinee on Saturdays.